I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Heavy rains across India have communities hurting and Christians responding. Meanwhile, why are sign language Bibles so important? Stay tuned. First, parts of India are drowning in a record-setting monsoon season. This week, the city of Kolkata suffered its heaviest rainfall in 39 years. In Punjab, farmlands nearly the size of London and New York City combined are underwater. Raina Miller with Mission India says for farmers and their communities,
they don't have a means of earning income if their farmland is gone. They've got infrastructure down. There are some areas where you can only get around by boat right now because the flooding has blocked off all the roads. It's damaged irrigation systems. It's just impacted just about everything.
Mission India's local partners are ready to respond with Christ Comfort.
Once the flooding subsides and people start to rebuild, we're able to welcome kids into Bible clubs and welcome illiterate adults into literacy classes where they can maybe even gain skills to help them build back and find new jobs that'll land them in a better place than even where they started. And then our church planters will be around ministering and encouraging people who are devastated as they deal with this loss.
Miller asks,
pray with us that this becomes an opportunity for people to lean on God and see the truth of the gospel in the midst of their hopelessness. For us, this might just hit the news for a couple of weeks, but for them, if their homes were destroyed and they've been out of school, this is going to have a really long-term impact.
And staying with India, believers celebrate a small win as the Supreme Court asks states to reconsider anti-conversion laws. John Padidi with Bibles for the World says,
the Supreme Court of India has asked for 9 of the 12 that have passed anti-conversion laws to justify those laws.
Even though the Supreme Court has decided the laws are unconstitutional, there's been a strong push in recent years to pass anti-conversion legislation at the state level.
They've been passed because of the strong support and the rise in power of the BJP government, which is a strong pro-Hindu, anti-Christian political party.
Authorities and Hindu radicals typically use anti-conversion laws to target Christians and other religious minorities.
The context in India is just so difficult for us to share the gospel. We're out evangelizing in the streets or sharing Christian literature. They'll just come and attack us. You can't even have a Christian family get together because if you pray before your meal or you sing a song together, you might get attacked for that.
Praise God for this development and keep the issue in prayer.
Pray that the Supreme Court may continue to treat the issue and the responses that come in from the states truly objectively.
And finally, seeing scripture in sign language is a transformative way for deaf people who are cut off to see God's personal love and interest for them. Rob Myers with Door International says,
many deaf people, because they always have to access the gospel through a hearing person, they assume that they have no direct access to God.
Some think that God doesn't understand sign language, or that if they pray, they need someone else to do it.
And that's one of the beautiful things about the gospel is that Jesus gives each of us direct access to the Father through his grace and his sacrifice, that we have the opportunity to boldly come before God's throne and ask what we need and commune with him. And that same opportunity exists for deaf people too.
Sign language is a gift from God, and when deaf people see scripture in their heart language, they have an opportunity to share the gospel with other deaf people.
For many people, this might be the first time that you realize that sign language is different than written language, that deaf people have been cut off, have had significant barriers to the gospel.
Please pray for Door International's work as they reach deaf communities who may not know about their unique purpose in God's story. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Transworld Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.